My bathroom is a private kind of place.
Now see, we get a call in the 9 o'clock hour how much they like my music selections. So what does our broadcast engineer do? What is this?
I don't know. I just found it.
You don't know either.
And I couldn't stop laughing, so I had to play it.
Who is it?
American Standard is the name of the band. That's all I know. Which I think is perfect because that's a brand.
Yeah. Okay, stop it. The kiddo says they're going to get up and walk out. We're here with the owners of Rebath. I don't know factually, but I would dare say probably the largest bathroom remodeling company in all of Arizona. Think you can say that? I think you can.
I can tell you what it is nationally.
Kurt and his son Drew Kittleson from Rebath are here in the studio to talk bathroom remodeling with you, the listener. If you'd like to visit with them about a project you're considering, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
A texter wants to know if Rebath will apply to a mobile home, modular home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do many, many manufactured homes. Absolutely. We do them all the time.
Excellent. Yeah. I would think it would probably be one of the most smart investments if you're looking to redo a modular, because if it's up on a platform, which it probably is, and it's got a wood sub-base, a rebath would be something you don't have to even think about worrying about weight restrictions or
That's one of the misconceptions. People think rebath is a product. We do full bath remodels. Anything you want to do in your bathroom, we do. We do stone. We do cast iron. We do standalone. We do everything you want to do. We're a full bath remodeler. What we used to do in the old days is not what we do today. We still have all of those same kind of products, but we've got many, many more options for people. Anything that you want to do in a bathroom, we do.
All right. So you do modular
for
homes.
For remodeling.
Yes.
David, in surprise, is on the line. He wants to ask
Drew
you about...
Drew got the joke.
Yeah, I was with you there. I was with you.
Let's bring David in, calling from surprise. He wants to know about another kind of house do you do remodeling on. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Hey, before I ask my question, Rosie, I'm not sure if you'll remember. I actually called you about the up-flush, sandy-flush toilets a few months back.
The which ones?
The toilets that have a motor and they macerate and flush up through a pipe through the attic.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I do remember the call. Yes.
You guys had suggested that's probably not a wise resale thing to add bathrooms. So now I'm in the stage of adding the bathrooms.
Okay.
And I've got a post-tension slab. So my question is that something the guys over at Rebath do?
We work with post-tension slabs, but it's very critical. And it requires a full-blown engineer to come out and do an analysis. Post-tension slabs, as you probably know, are got wires, cables going through them.
Yep.
And you can't break a cable or you've got a problem.
Yeah.
So whoever is going to do that for you, you better make sure you get a full-blown engineer out there to do the analysis for you.
Identify where the cables are and work
around. We have a post-tension company to come out and do the markings on the cables.
Great.
But if all that's marked, you guys come out and just cut the individual squares out to run the rough in?
Well, it depends how far the run's going to be. We'd have to look at it. You can't – those cables limit where you can move things.
Also, depending where you live would require a city inspector to come and approve that change in the plumbing with a post-tension slab.
David, it is doable. It is
absolutely
doable. So just make sure you know who you're dealing with when you do it. You know, when I get back, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about one of the things we have to combat all the time. People call us out to a house for a particular project they have in mind. And somewhere along in the conversation, very early on, I've got to talk to them about what is their comfortable investment level. And I usually don't ask them the question because sometimes they put up their defenses and they feel like I'm trying to, you know, find out what their budget is so I can milk it 100% of the way. So I always give the number first. I always say, you know, in my experience for this kind of a project in this neighborhood, you know, we've done this successfully for your neighbors for between X and Y. I've been doing that for 45 years. Never. I'm telling you, not once. As a homeowner looked at me and said, well, that's a lot less than I expected. So when we get back, I do want to talk through our listeners what y'all are seeing in the way of cost for refurbishing that powder room, the second bathroom in the hall, or that master bathroom. Y'all comfortable talking about how you have that conversation with your owners?
Of course.
Absolutely. Okay.
Good. We're here with Kurt Kittleson and Drew Kittleson of Rebath, talking about bathroom remodels. So we're going to be talking about what can you anticipate those costs being when we're talking about getting to your house and getting that bathroom updated, remodeled, and fixed up. Right here at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.